Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
This Joe Biden capital gains story. I don't want to call it Joe Biden because I feel like that's kind of politicizing it. It's more Treasury Department, but it is, you know, obviously he's the president, so falls on his shoulders. This is interesting. I read this article this morning that this is going to be a record-breaking year for tax revenue, just short of $3 trillion.
Yep.
With a T.
I got you, funny.
Shout out to Bert. Shout out to Birdman.
Mm-hmm. That was your patois coming out.
He would be very proud of me. a portion of that, a pretty sizable portion of that, is short-term capital gains tax. So this is where the plot thickens because, you know, everybody was going crazy with, day trading last year. Of course, we had the meme stock situation, short-term options. A lot of people didn't realize that they would have to pay hefty tax bills up to 37% on short-term capital gains. So, you know, a lot of people were saying, like, you know, everybody's making money on options. The government's going to regulate it. Well, maybe not. Maybe not. If they have a record-breaking year of revenue and people are, you know, paying. And then, like I said, most of the time people doing short-term trades actually lose. So if you're losing, then Wall Street's making money.
The broker's making money.
Yeah. So it's a win-win. It's a win-win. If Wall Street wins, if you lose, the government wins if you win.
Yeah.
What can you do? So short-term capital gains, how can that affect your account negatively when looking at long-term, you know, wealth building? What's the balance between short-term trading and long-term investing? How do you feel about this?
Yeah. I mean, any investment that I make, you know, if there's a gain, I'm automatically like, all right, 40% of this is gone. Off the rip, right? That's if I'm thinking it's going to be short term. That's why I tell people, like, if we're going to do something, make sure it's a year and a day. And I'll get into a little story about how that actually benefited me when we get into some of these other topics. But
take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You have to have these things in mind. That's part of the plan. It's like when Ian's saying it, he's saying it in a very calming voice, but he's being very repetitive about it. It's like, stick to your plan. Know your plan. Part of that plan, especially if you're investing lump sums of money, is to make sure that you have it in for more than a year and a day so that you can actually see the profits of what you've made, right? You don't want to have to, all right, well, I made 100,000, but it was within 6 months, and now 40% of that's gone. Now I'm down to 60, but I'm still investing the other 60, and that loss is now I got to pay taxes, and where am I get the money from? Now you're broke, but you thought you had actually made positive gains. And so taxes are part of it. Knowing tax codes and tax structure are a very important part of investing. And so make sure you keep that in mind whenever you're making a decision that involves money and investing in capital gains.
Yeah, and I would say this. Ideally, it's always good to wait for a year and a day, but sometimes you just got to get out. Sometimes, you know, you pay the cost to be the boss, but it's like, if you feel confident and you made, you know, the money that you said you was going to get in to make, yeah, you could potentially wait and, you know, not have to pay any taxes, well, pay less taxes, mm-hmm. or you could potentially wait and lose everything that you had just trying to wait it out for a year and a day. So, you know, that's something to keep in mind. I think that the year and a day is a good goal, but even bigger than that is have your percentage goal. Mm-hmm. And even that could change depending on the stock market, the economy, different things. So you just got to, you know, when you got to really focus on your investments, especially when you're doing short-term trading or swing trading, you know, just be careful, be mindful. And yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, definitely pay your taxes. Yeah.
And that goes part of being in the plan, right? So if you know the percentage goal is the goal, then that's in your plan. If I have a 30% return and that happens within a month or within 2 months, then I'm getting out. But that's part of the plan. You see what I'm saying? And so it's back to that, like, early on. So we got a lot of newcomers to Market Money's tuning in. And so one of the first things we said when you're investing is, like, before you enter any position, know where you're going to exit. So whether it's going to be a percentage, right? Whether it's going to be a time distance, know where you're going to exit. And so, again, part of the plan, but having taxes as in part involved in that planning is vitally important. You don't want to actually have a gain and realize that you can't pay the taxes on it.
What's another reason why I tell people to go for longer targets? Because whatever the financial target is that you hit, a lot of it's going away anyway. Going back to the scalping conversation that we had last week. And the thing with trading and investing, everything, if I can be just brutally honest, the people that succeed the most are the ones who don't adjust the plan at all. And I understand getting out if you think a move is going to break down, but your life is a hell of a lot easier in every scenario if you just let your targets run for a long period of time. I know you people may need a confidence booster. I'm not mad at that. But when I'm saying, hey, stick to a plan and not change, all these factors are baked in to why. Shout out to the snipers and people in Red Panda that have hit that Holy Trinity target 3 or 4 times in a week. And they're like, man, I've been practicing since last August and now it's paid off tremendously. Now, post taxes, you still have a big gain that you can be happy about. Do not deviate at any cost. And Troy texted me, Bitcoin hit 29,000. Shout out to Ally.
That happened.
The crystal ball.
That happened.
Right.
He doesn't know crypto.
Okay. Yeah, that actually happened at while
21,000 the next.
So you, all right? You said 29,000 was a good buy point. So should people be buying at 29,000, or is it going to keep going?
It's going. Well, if we can't continue this downward pressure, we're going to the price that I said a couple months ago.
What was it, 29,000?
20,000? So we're going to 20.
Okay. So 20,000 Bitcoin retracement to 20,000.
Might clip this up. I'll be real. I don't even care about being right no more. I'm just going to ask you.
Xander. My name is my name. Tell him my name is my name.
I'm just asking a question. I was asking a question.
No. That's not true.
That's not for you.
Is that what you're saying? 20,000.
Yeah, the institutional level is between 19,735 to 21 flat is a very good area to load up. At 29 is probably the second best area. Those are safe.
All right.
Yeah, so we hit that.
We're at 29 right now.
Yeah, currently at 29.
29,000 for Bitcoin. Interesting times we're in.
Yeah, last week we were at 38. Now we're at 29. 3 weeks prior, we were at 40. So we'll see where this is headed. At the same time, Ethereum is at 2,200.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.